Chapter 24. Bermuda. Back aboard the Lucid Dream, Kurt took off the expensive jacket, poured himself a drink, and made his way to the media room, where Priya had already linked up to the Numa computer systems using the yacht's satellite dish. "What can you tell me about Tessa Franco?" Priya began typing, giving Kurt information as she found it.
31 years old, born in Italy to American parents. She now has dual citizenship. Her father was a big success in the first computing wave. She had a privileged upbringing, but lost her mother when she was 10, and her father while she was in grad school. At that point, she inherited a small fortune and immediately plunged vast amounts of funding into all manner of high-tech businesses and startups, trying to turn millions into billions. Priya stopped, scanned down, and found more pertinent information. 3 years later, she was almost broke. Shortly before being forced into bankruptcy, she sold a design for a new type of lithium battery. It's been used in half the world's computers and most of the phones ever since.
Act one, Kurt said, soar and fail. Act two, rebuild your fortune. It's a classic story.
According to another article, Priya continued, she then began spending money on even more varied pursuits. She bought a Formula One racing team, funded a historical preservation society that salvaged several wrecks, and then built a one-of-a-kind amphibious aircraft as large as a 747.
Joe sat up.
I saw a photo of that in the paper. The Monarch. It's here now.
Should be, Priya said. She lives here.
Not sure if it's for the weather or tax reasons, but Novum Industria is incorporated in Bermuda. And according to this, she owns a private island here in the Sound called Baker's Rock.
Kurt moved closer, looking over Priya's shoulder. Show me Baker's Rock. Pulling up the satellite map revealed Baker's Rock less than a mile from where the Lucid Dream was birthed.
Zoom in.
Priya tapped the zoom key until the outline of Baker's Rock filled the monitor. Kurt gazed at the setup. It showed a palatial estate built into the side of a hilly island with a semicircular bay surrounded in white marble, like the seats of an amphitheater. The monarch sat in the bay, its wings stretching from one side of the bay to the other, just barely fitting inside the confines of the curved space. Up above it, a deck of travertine surrounded a large plantation-style house, fronted by an expansive pool, lit in purple and pink, and shaped like a hibiscus flower.
Nice digs, Priya said. My apartment would fit into the shallow end of her pool.
I know what you're planning, Joe said, but she has another date coming, remember? Oliver Warren.
Kurt grinned.
Not once you two figure out how to intercept him.